Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Tuesday, October 25th. 2022 in the Gregorian calendar and the 30th of Tishrei 5783 in the Hebrew calendar. Now, let's get to the news. Reports are out detailing the takedown of an explosives workshop in the West Bank. Israeli soldiers destroyed the facility they found in Nablus during a widespread raid in the city that caused major violence and even killed five people, including the leader of the terror group that is now being referred to as the Lion's Den. 20 more people were injured, according to Palestinian health officials. The deployment of a number of IDF vehicles into the West Bank city happened just before 1 a.m., so that's very early on Tuesday morning. The Lion's Den has been apparently responsible for a number of attacks on IDF military positions, as well as on individual Jews living in settlements throughout the West Bank. I've been reporting on this. The IDF released a statement saying the anti-terror groups blew up a hideout in the old city of Nablus belonging to this terror group, and it had been being used as a bomb workshop. The leader of the group was a 31-year-old man that Palestinians are now publicly mourning. A rare daytime airstrike into Syria was likely carried out by Israel, though Israel rarely declares when they are doing those. The strikes hit specific sites near Damascus and Al-Dimas. One Syrian soldier has been injured, according to a Syrian report. The Israeli missiles were allegedly intercepted by Syrian air defense systems. This comes right after Israel hit sites near the Damascus airport some days ago. Typically, Israel strikes overnight. We are just days out from an election here in Israel. It's next Tuesday, so that's 1 week from today. If you're keeping up with Israeli politics, you'll see some he said, she said pieces coming out from news sites. I want to let you know, I don't do that. I don't believe in the he said, she said, unless it is leading to some kind of important final action. I've spoken with a number of politicians, and at the end of the day, a lot of that he said, she said nonsense is made up in the media. So please trust that I'll be reporting on the important political changes and events leading up to the elections. Today, there were some articles out about far right winger Itamar Ben-Gvir, member of Knesset, and the reports say that there were some leaked audio recordings of him revealing that he had said former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu used and stabbed his party in the back. Apparently, member of Knesset Bezalel Smotrich also called Netanyahu the liar of liars, and Ben-Gvir also spoke about how at a rally last week, Netanyahu refused to be in a photo with him. The parties in the upcoming election will need to band together in order to pull up enough seats to cross the majority threshold, which is 61. So that means the right-wing parties and the people that we just mentioned here are right-wing parties will need to find some unity in order to actually move ahead and formulate a government. And why did I mention the he said, she said stuff? Just because when I'm searching for stories to present you guys, I want to give you a little bit of everything that's going on, but I don't want to spend too much time on he said, she said politics. Last night, I hosted an event with Prime Ministerial nominee and current sitting defense minister Benny Gantz, who was in conversation with the Jerusalem Post editor-in-chief Yaakov Katz. I hosted the evening, welcoming the guests to the stage and, of course, coordinated a question and answer where we encouraged the new immigrants in Tel Aviv to ask their questions directly into the microphone to the candidate prime ministerial nominee, Benny Gantz. Gantz spoke about how the press often makes it seem that his relationship, particularly with current Prime Minister Yair Lapid, is far worse than it really is. He even joked that he would pull out his WhatsApp messaging and show the crowd how cordial he is and how in touch he is with Yair Lapid, even if they may have some differences. So a lot of the times, unless I heard it myself or I was there myself, I try not to give too much emphasis, because all of these interpersonal relationships, you really don't know what's going on unless you're in it. Here are a few takeaways from last night's event that I hosted for the Olim Chadashim, or New Immigrant Community. Gan says he wants to bring stability to the country, and that if he can do that, he will. And if it means he needs to step to the side to let other politicians bring the parties together, he will do that. He spoke of how he was offered the role of prime minister and had turned it down to benefit the country at a time where he thought things would play out better with him as defense minister. He also was asked if he would switch sides from the left and join forces with former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is on the right with his Likud party. He said he has proven time and again that he is not going for a Netanyahu-led government, that he has been offered to work with him before, and that he won't do it. Gantz spoke nicely and said he respects Netanyahu greatly, and that Netanyahu has done a big service to the country, but says it's time for him to step away, and that after 2015, he said he felt Netanyahu's interests changed and that he no longer invested himself in serving the people of Israel, and that because of that, he feels that Netanyahu needs to step away from politics now. When asked about the cost of housing in Tel Aviv, Gantz spent some time detailing that he understands the issues, as his younger daughter was asked by her landlord to pay 50% more rent from one year to the next, from one contract to the next, a raise of 50%. His answer to the rising cost of living was, he says he and his team are focused on bringing more people and incentivizing people to move out of the center of the country, out of Tel Aviv, and start populating the country in other locations, often called the periphery. To me, that wasn't much of an answer, because most people who live in Tel Aviv refuse to leave. It's like a person leaving Manhattan to live in Westchester. You're going to find a bunch of people that just will not do it. It's not the same. So the answer of, well, we're building up the periphery, we're building up the cities outside of Tel Aviv, doesn't really help the people who are living in Tel Aviv deal with the cost of living. The evening ended with Gantz walking through the crowd, shaking hands and hugging people who came to meet him. Very affectionately, he gave me a strong handshake at the end of the night when I thanked him for joining us. I have a great photo of that, and I'm putting it up on social media. It was great, and most importantly, it gave the immigrants an opportunity to hear from this candidate in a language that they actually understand. And of course, it's a joy for me to get to host and present such players to our community. If you are getting caught up on your Israel Daily News, we'd like you to consider sending over a monthly contribution at anchor.fm/Israel Daily News. The financial support we get from subscribers helps us maintain our show and helps us continue to grow and try to reach new audiences. Subscribers will get a handwritten thank you note and a little poem that I write myself to let you know how thrilled we are to have your support. Thank you to all of my loyal listeners, and thank you for your interest in Israeli affairs, Israeli politics, our world politics. We have one link in the show notes, which you can click on, and that'll take you to the page where you too can make a contribution and feel good knowing that you're supporting independent journalism. So check that out at anchor.fm/Israel Daily News. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook at IsraelDaily.news, as well as Shana Fold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. It's a Burger King special, and it's coming to Israel. Burger King is launching an alternative meat substitute to make their Whoppers and chicken nuggets vegan. So if you're not eating animal products, this is for you. It's being called Veggie Kings, and it's only to be found in Israel. The Burger King at Dizengoff Center Mall in Tel Aviv will offer the products at the same cost as the original meat Whopper and chicken nuggets. They are sharing it with the public until Sunday, October 30th. And then after that, the rest of the Burger King branches are going to open up with their Veggie Kings starting November 19th. Business executives say the trend of reducing meat is becoming so popular that they wanted to meet the demand, especially because it's better for the environment. So they're saying, yeah, we have a lot of vegetarians, we have a lot of vegans living here in Israel, but there's also a lot of people who are just significantly reducing the amount of meat that they're eating throughout the week. The Israeli business operators say this product has been underway for 2 years now. If anyone goes over to Burger King in Tel Aviv, let me know. I want to see pictures and I want to know how it tastes. There was a partial solar eclipse today, Tuesday afternoon, with just about half of the sun covered up by the moon. That's according to reports that are out. However, I myself ran outside and saw nothing but straight sunshine, not a cloud in sight, no moon. It was so nice that I actually decided to have a swim because it's very hot today. Hot, warm weather today, and that comes after some rain that we had in the morning. The maximum time to have seen the moon cover up the sun was at 2:12 p.m. today in the afternoon. I ran out to go see it at that time. The eclipse lasted from 12:58 to 3:22 p.m. The moon was meant to cover 41 to 47% of the sun for people that were here looking from Israel. The Israel Space Agency says the people in Western Russia and Kazakhstan had the best view of this eclipse, with about 82% of the sun getting covered up from their part of the world. The next time Israelis will be able to see an eclipse will be in 5 years from now, on August 2nd, 2027, where Israelis will be able to see the sun covered up by the moon between 74 to 89%. In Egypt, Spain, and Morocco, you'll get to see the entire eclipse. And here's a last bit. It's a scientific breakthrough from Tel Aviv University and Hebrew University. It involves 20 researchers. This team has dated 21 layers of destruction from 17 archaeological sites around the country. The date affirms the biblical accounts of the Egyptian, Aramean, Assyrian, and Babylonian militaries that blew through this region and overtook the kingdoms of Israel and Judah way back when. Well, this is very fascinating. The report details how different sites of destruction provided evidence for the different armies that came through and were specifically detailed in the Torah or First Testament. There were too many examples in the article that I read from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, so I just want to tell you about one that struck me. It was a finding that revealed cities in Israel's Negev Desert were in fact destroyed by the Edomites, E-D-O-M-I-T-E-S, who took advantage after the Babylonians actually destroyed Jerusalem and the kingdom of Judah. I remember reading about the Edomites in the Torah when I read the Bible, so I thought this was very cool. Here we read it, we have it written down by our ancestors, and today scientific breakthroughs have been able to prove that actually this people were here. Fascinating. All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Today is Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. Tel Aviv has a low of 21 degrees Celsius and a high of 31 degrees. That's 70 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 87 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. It's a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. I also usually add in a few personal anecdotes so you can get the inside scoop on what's going on in my personal life. And I always mention our professional highlights from the Israel Daily News podcast. You can sign up for that on our website at israeldaily.news. Thank you to Michelle Milner for her social media work on our Instagram page, israeldaily.news, and Dan Matheson, our Israel Daily News podcast intern. Now we're going to hear a song called Dublin Day by violinist extraordinaire Ariella Zaitlin. Love her stuff. She's fabulous and super popular on social media. Have a great and productive day.